This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Do we want to get right?
Late for your weekly dose of rock and roll. This is Get Loud with Stevie on Joy 94.9.
I have in the studio with me Ben, Ryan and Tyler from Band of Horses. You guys have just played Splendor.
We did.
How was that for you?
How was it?
It was great.
It was pretty awesome.
I think.
Yeah. We had a few days off. Like we'd been in Europe for a month, which was, you know, we kind of had our, you know, muscle memory working and everything. So we went home for about 10 days. And even that small of a shakeup can honestly, like, kind of derail you. But I think we're in fine form.
Yeah. The backstage vibe there is just like walking down a street in New Orleans or something. Like,
yeah, great.
There's a bar and there people are just really
partying.
And
great vibe.
Great time. The whole festival is just amazing.
After you'd done your set or before you'd done your set, was there anyone that you actually thought, I need to see these guys as well?
So many of them. It's funny though, we're like kind of on the album promoting thing train right now. So we also, like any festival you show up to, you look at the lineup and you're almost like, you don't want to get your hopes up, you know, because there's like certain promo you got to do or they're playing a different day. But there's a ton of bands that were playing that we would have loved to have seen. But unfortunately, we were...
Didn't line up.
We were promoting. But it's okay. We'll see them again, hopefully.
You guys were last here in 2013, at least according to my Google.
Yes.
My Google foo. How have Australian audiences received you guys?
Oh, so nicely, warmly. We've been coming here since 2006, I believe, or at least the first album cycle. And we've come back, I mean, I think we've been here now on two hands coming to Australia. We have great friends here. I don't know, there's a vibe about the Australian audience, I think, that like resonates with where we come from as well. There's like a kinship there of working class people that aren't so highfalutin or putting on airs. There's just like a realness about the Australian people that I think we identify with.
Tell us about the new album then. Okay. That's what you're here for.
Right? We're promoting, aren't we?
Promoting, exactly.
It's an album with songs.
No way.
By us.
For real?
Yeah, swear. No, it's cool. It's our first one in about 4 years. Mm-hmm. It returns maybe to a bit more of a wide open kind of vibe, I think. Maybe a bit more dense and lush textures instead of the last one being so raw and live.
Okay.
So yeah, we swung turned the coin over and have the other side of Band of Horses as well, which is a bit indie rock.
Where did Why Are You Okay come from?
One of my daughters was messing with a phone of my wife's and just like messing around on it. We have four daughters, so it's just like you can't keep your eye on everybody at once. And so she's like playing on my wife's phone while we're making dinner or something. And then later, like 2 hours later, she tells me that at that moment, she had actually been emailing another daughter's teacher. And it just, you know, typing in garbage letters, and it auto-corrected into, why are you okay, somehow. I don't know what she could have typed that would have, that iPhone thought that that's what she wanted to convey to that teacher. But we thought it was hilarious, and it stuck.
So what did the teacher respond with?
I think math it probably confusion? Happens quite a bit now. I mean, in this modern age, like, I bet it happens all the time. So, and, you know, schools and stuff, it's just mass emails all day long about updates and stuff. So I would doubt that's the first time it happened to her. So she had a good natured laugh at it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But it's kind of melancholy.
It is. Or is it accusatory? Like it almost sounds like, how could you possibly be okay right now? So maybe it's also a existentialist, profound statement on our times. Don't know. I have to ask my daughter. Makes us seem a bit deeper than we are.
It does. And you worked with, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, aren't I? Jason, is it Lytle?
It is.
Yep. It's Lytle.
Nice job.
You worked with him as a producer.
Yeah.
How did he contribute to the album?
Jason brought so much. Not only his deft artistic touch of his musicality, but a friend and a mentor in a way. Like, he's, I don't know, a musical hero of ours and a good buddy that we also could lean on for basically anything. Songwriting, singing, instruments he can play. He also is good with producing Granddaddy Records. So, I mean, I can't think of anything that we didn't really lean on him for.
Mm-mm.
You know? He did everything. He wrote the songs for us. No, no.
He did our hair.
Oh, nice.
That's right, yeah.
He sat around, and did braids and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know... the title of a producer is very...
all-encompassing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you never know. It's always different.
Yeah, he did our laundry.
He did. Yeah, I mean, he did laundry.
As he should.
Right?
Yeah.
So the first track off that is Casual Party. Ben, you referred yourself in the third person in the song.
Yes.
Why?
It's funny. I hadn't heard the demo from that song in forever, and I checked it out the other night. I had subbed in, like, a different name there. I was like a placeholder or whatever, and I felt bad calling anybody else that. So I was like, oh, well, at least I can just get away with it by, taking the hit on that one. I'll just be that guy.
I love when singers do that.
Put themselves in the song.
Yeah, it's rare, but I know there are a couple, especially in like, can you think of one off the top of your head?
No.
Damn it. I think... it's absolutely hilarious.
That, Bob Dole, like, yeah,
do it
like
Clinton?
I broke the third wall or whatever, and
yeah,
now
yeah,
I don't know. I think because I didn't want anyone else to be associated with it. I guess.
Yeah.
Lots of rap music, they refer to themselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at Kevin Gates? Ain't you getting paper?
Yeah.
It's for real.
Maybe it's that level of badass has just kind of risen a little bit because you put yourself in the song.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, someone actually did call me a sociopath, and I didn't even know what it meant. I had to look it up on like the Google or whatever. So I don't know if that's where like I even had the word brought up or whatever. But yeah, so finally I'm owning up to it. I don't know. I still don't remember what it means, but I'm it.
It's funny, if you look up any sort of mental condition on the internet, you'll be able to identify with it no matter who you are.
That's true.
Yeah, there's an element of
everyone. The internet's horrible. Like if you just feel like cough.
Or yeah, like, you're dying.
Yeah. Elbow hurts. Like, ooh.
That means death.
Yeah. It's
all
over.
You're going to die. I'm like, I know, but I mean like... But what about my elbow?
That's it. So is it a song about a personal experience?
It is indeed. Yeah, it was a kind of a crappy party, you know? Like,
I've never been to those.
Oh, right? But it's tough. I mean, it's also like, it kind of goes hand in hand with that whole like sociopath thing. It's like, we're coming home thinking like you're special from tour and then like having to deal with real life, like going to a dinner party with the wife and like trying to make friends. And these people sucked. They really did. They were awful and like kind of hardline Christian. Like, I mean, and nothing wrong with that. But like, they were those kind of people that are so conservative. Also, they don't like even take any other views into discussion.
Yeah.
You know. So it was one of those things. Like, why are we here? We're not going to ever want to hang out with these people again.
Yeah.
Why did I have to come here and do this? I'm special.
But you got a song out of it.
I did. So, yeah. Thank God.
You know,
God bless.
Terribly wrong.
Yeah.
I was listening to the album in anticipation of you guys coming in today, and In a Drawer.
Yeah.
Really struck me that opening. Is so retro. Where did that track come from?
That track came from playing, well, it's funny because it was written on a very retro vintage instrument, the Omnicord.
Oh, lovely.
Back in like before Annabelle was born. That was like, we were doing Infinite Arms in 2008 or something, wrote that song.
Right. It was called The Jammerine.
Yeah. It had a million different names over the years. We tried re-recording it for different projects. It never really came together until this album. And it was at the very last minute. Like, the album was supposed to be sent to mastering, and we were on schedule to get this album out in spring or something like that. I can't remember, but we missed that deadline thanks to that song being almost good enough.
Yeah.
And we got lucky that we were patient and steady in our resolve to make it right and didn't give up on it. And in the end, it took us to Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. to help sing on it. Yeah. And these two females that I was in a band with before this one, I got them to help out on it. And we just kind of mashed all these ideas together. And it made what we have as now the finished version. And it's still a bit bonkers. I think if you hear the song at the end, even still, I'll be like, I don't know what just happened there. Like, I kind of want to hit rewind and be like, how did all those things somehow become friends with each other?
Yeah, sometimes it's like a wrestling match to to get a song where you want it. I think like Ben was basically the one that never really gave up on it.
Yeah,
because it was around for a while. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember how it started. Or just the lick.
Is
it
a guitar lick?
Yeah, it's kind of like a birdsy kind of.
Yeah,
and then it kicks in, right?
Yeah. It's a great song.
It is a great song. Well done with that one.
It's actually, the guitar riff is
let's
awesome.
Talk about it. Like, let's talk about it like it's been out for like 20 years.
Yes, let's do that. Retro. I'm sure, you know, in 20 years' time, they'll pick it up and go, oh, wow, this is totally from the 70s, I hope. So how does the songwriting process work? Ben, you do most of the heavy lifting, I'm given to understand.
Yeah, work at home a lot. Just try to, and sometimes I'm not going into it trying to find a band of horses song. I enjoy the challenge, like it's a video game or something.
Yeah.
I really like spending my time just playing along with stuff and playing around with it and hoping something will come of it, whether it be for horses or just for some sort of an inspiration and time well spent. But both these guys have written songs on Band of Horses records as well. Tyler has one on the new one. Ryan has one on Infinite Arms. Tyler has three songs in the catalog, I believe, now.
Yeah. He had one on the last one, too.
Yeah, Eating Kitchen and...
Everything's Gonna Be Undone.
Yeah.
And Country Teen on this record. So we all write in our own respects. Like we each have our projects that we love working with music, and we don't work very very often all together.
Yeah.
We don't live in the same town. We don't do band practice. We don't do any of that stuff. So usually we're tinkerers, and we bring in hopefully our best work.
Yep.
And then if it makes the cut, then yes. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably have to let you go.
Okay.
I am going to.
No way.
I'm sorry.
I'm staying here.
You
it's warm.
Here all afternoon. It's nice. It's toasty, actually, and it's bloody awful outside. I am going to play Casual Party. Great. Would you mind introducing it for me?
Sure. Well, I'm Ben.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Ryan.
From Band of Horses. And this is Casual Party.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking television at the casual party. Some brand new friends to get you started on. You'll start it on. Since Ben got daddy's a sociopath. All or nothing, all or nothing. Really got something to lose. And coming around as he did before. Oh, it's getting your attention, but where's the door? Look, I can't locate it. Where's it located? I got plenty to live for. And my friend, don't sit right, you full of rage. Well, I'm so tired, I better leave. Best get out of the way. If I say, don't sit right, you full of rage. Well, I'm so tired, I'm gonna leave. Best get out of the way. Casual party, jobs and babble on the recreation of hobbies. Oh, oh, oh. Just stop. Kids in the dark, freshly made, long time to plan for a mountain home. Oh, been arrested, been to Texas, gonna leave it with you. My friend, don't sit. You full of rage. Well, I'm so tired, I better leave. Best get out of the way. My friend, don't sit right, you full of rage. Well, I'm so tired, I better leave. Best get out of the way. Awful car.
conversation, casual party, talking television, don't get started, no, never stop. Children and dogs, manicure lawns, all future plans and vacation, I wanna go.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.